Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something different, like a recording I made, a joke, or a story. And I call those things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. So I've got two wombats tonight, maybe three, depending on how you count them. But I'm recording this show on New Year's Eve, and there's a fair chance that if you're hearing it, it's on New Year's Day or the Saturday after New Year's Day. So I picked a lot of songs that I think of as being New Year's Eve, and basically, some of them reflect on the past, make the listener look back or ask them to look back and think about other times in their life. And we don't want to spend our life living in the past. But on the other hand, we don't want to ignore the past. All those moments that made you cry or laugh or feel really good, those transitional times when you recognize that things were changing, it's good to look back on those. And I think these songs, in different ways, many of them do that. And I, for that, I'm playing them. For the example, the first one is It Was a Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra. And no matter how old you are, look at your life so far and think of some years, especially this one, and look at it as if it were a very good year. What was special about it? And almost any year will do. So It Was a Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35.
Mm-hmm.
But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
That was It Was a Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra. The next one's a little different. It's called I'll Remember You, Love, in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. And two things I want to tell you about. One is what it's like to make a show like this. When I'm doing this, sometimes I want a strong rhythm that captures me and I think of as capturing my audience. So if I've had a few songs that are gentle and kind and not a real heavy beat, I like to put one in that has a real strong beat. And this is one of those. I'll Remember You, Love, in My Prayers. But also, it's about someone that either you used to love or someone who used to love you, maybe still does, but they aren't there anymore. And you can use this song to meditate on anybody you care about. So I'll Remember You, Love, My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams.
Thank you.
that was I'll Remember You, Love, in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. Next up comes The Times They Are Changing, sung by Richie Havens. But first, I'm going to a little history lesson, both for me and for you, because I learned it today. This is Bob Dylan and his writing of the song, The Times They Are Changing. So the song I'm going to play, sung by Richie Havens, is one written by Bob Dylan. It's called The Times They Are Changing. Bob Dylan is a very important person in my life. We're only 2 years apart in age, and not even that. And I was in college when he hit the scene, 62, 63, 64. And it had a strong, strong influence. So I want to read you about why. This is a paragraph from Wikipedia. Why it was so strong, and the last sentence of this paragraph catches it. Bob Dylan, legally Robert Dylan, born Robert Allen Zimmerman, May 24, 1941, is an American singer-songwriter. Generally regarded as one of the greatest songwriters ever, Dylan has been a major figure in popular culture over his 60-year career. Much of his most celebrated work dates from the 60s, when songs such as Blowing in the Wind, 1963, and The Times They Are A-Changing, 1964, became anthems for the civil rights and anti-war movements. Here's a sentence that I identified with. His lyrics during this period incorporated political, social, philosophical, and literary influence, defying pop music conventions and appealing to the burgeoning counterculture. I guess at that point I thought I was in the burgeoning counterculture. So then I'm going to read you the actual words of the song before you hear it, because I think they're so well written and so important. So I'm going to read the song, and then I'm going to have Richie Havens sing it. So I want to suggest that you consider listening to my reading of it, and then notice how much different it is, we'll just say different for now, when Richie Havens sings it. And I wanted the word that describes this stuff. The word is prosody, P-R-O-S-O-D-Y, might be prosody. In linguistics, I'm reading from Wikipedia, in linguistics, prosody is the study of elements of speech that are not individual phonetic segments, but which are properties of syllables and large units of speech, including linguistic functions such as intonation, stress, and rhythm. Such elements are known as supersegmentals. Well, what it is, it's everything about the difference between hearing it and just reading it yourself. That difference is called prosody. And so I'm going to be reading it, and Richie Havens sings it. I want you to hear how much, look for his prosody compared to mine. I won't have much, not compared to him. So here is The Times They Are A-Changing, as written by Bob Dylan. An anthem for our times, he says. Microphone. Come, gather round, people, wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Come, writers and critics who prophetize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide. The chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. And now here is are those words sung by Richie Havens.
Slow one down, for the times they are a-changing. For the times they are a-changing.
You just heard The Times They Are A-Changin', a song written by Bob Dylan and performed by Richie Havens. The next song is Auld Lang Syne. It's our New Year's favorite. This particular version is by Dougie McLean. It's by far my favorite version ever. And it gives us a real reflective mood looking back. I want to talk about prosody again. And this is another place where Dougie McLean singing this Auld Lang Syne, whatever he's doing, it just tugs my heartstrings. I mean, he's getting inside my head. So I am aware that as a person who records my voice, prosody is very important. And I don't do much, not apparently, but I do what I can. And I wanted to tell you what it's like for me. I don't consciously do prosody. However, I want you to know that I'm out for blood. I want my voice and my words to reach deep into your mind and grab you and make you pay attention and think whatever I'm trying to get you to think about. It's not that I'm proud of it and think I'm special. It's that it's what I do. So anyway, Auld Lang Syne has a lot of prosody going on, and that's what I'm trying to do in my own way with very little apparent stuff. But I think my heart's in there, so it's coming through somehow. This is Auld Lang Syne by Dougie McLean.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of old. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And we twa hae paddled in the barn morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us bathe they roared since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gives a hand o' thine, and we'll tak her again. Well, he walked for all lang syne, for all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for all. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne.
That was Auld Lang Syne by Dougie MacLean. And next up is Nothing But the Whole Wide World by Jacob Dylan. And I was going to drop this song and made it audition its way in, and it won out easily. It's about the future. It's about what comes next. You know, a lot of reflections in New Year's, we look back at the past, and that's important to get those emotions. And then bring those emotions into the now, today, the moment, right where we are. You're focused on both here and now and the past. And then occasionally you take that place, well, I do, I'm suggesting you do, you take where you are in the now with the past hanging on and project out. And that's what this song does. Nothing But the Whole Wide World to Gain by Jacob Dylan.
Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. I'm here on the blacktop, the sun in my eyes, women and country on my mind, bolting me out over the borderline. Now there's no more love lost and no more shame, no more digging holes or graves, nothing to lose. Rivets and chains, got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Was born in a stable and built like an ox, down in the pastures I learned how to walk. My mama, she raised me to sing and just let him talk. Said no rich man's worth his weight in dust, we'll bury him down same as they'll do us. God wants us busy, never giving up. He wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing, nothing, wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing, nothing, wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Ooh. Ooh. Now we ain't got no money, can't get no love, was too good at either of them. I'm here for adventure, whichever way it comes. But we're good as an angel that won't catch up. I'm free falling now and I'm ready enough. I give my tears and I give my blood. I give nothing but the whole wide world for one. Nothing but the whole wide world for one.
That was Nothing But the Whole Wide World by Jacob Dylan. Next up comes the first bona fide wombat of the night. It's nothing to do with the end of the year. It's not even anything that happened this year. But it's got a lot of zest in it, and it's a wombat, so I get to stick it in. Many years ago, I had two young sons, and we went out to a recording studio, a commercial place. People could come in, anybody could come in and record a CD. So, or maybe I guess it was a cassette. We made a cassette. So my sons, they were like maybe 12 and 16. We went into this recording studio, and we recorded Wake Up Little Susie. And it came out pretty good. Not, of course, as good as a real professional recording, but I like it. And it has a lot of joy in it, so I'm sharing it with you as part of my happy memories, which I have on New Year's Eve. Wake Up Little Susie by Harry, Matt, and Paul Baia.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
That was today's Wombat, Wake Up Little Susie, performed by The Baias. And next up is a kind of a classic piece, Try to Remember. And I've played a number of versions on the show, and it definitely is a nostalgic look back at your life and remember the different times and what was important and fit it into now. How does it relate to who you are and who you've become? So, but this particular version doesn't have as much prosody as some of the other ones. It's by Jerry Orbach. But what it does have is he was one of the original cast members when the Fantastics opened up off-Broadway and around 1960. So he was there from the beginning, and he sang this song in the play, The Fantastics. Jerry Orbach singing Try to Remember from The Fantastics.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow. Follow, 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 follow.
That was Try to Remember, sung by Jerry Orbach. The next song is Tracy Chapman, Baby Can I Hold You. It has nothing to do with New Year's or even memory in some way, but it has to do with prosody. Somehow Tracy Chapman's voice, to me, has a tremendous emotional reach. And this song, Baby Can I Hold You, I can hear it so clearly. So, Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
Sorry. Forgive me. I love you, I love you. at the right time. You'd be mine. You'd be mine. You'd be mine.
In my 30s, I lived in Westchester County, Hastings-on-Hudson, New York, and just north of New York City, and Sing Sing Prison was only about 20 minutes away. I belonged to a Quaker meeting, and they opened up a little Quaker meeting inside Sing Sing. I went a number of times, usually rarely more than 10 prisoners, if that, and there'd be two or three of us from the Quaker meeting. And I enjoyed it. I didn't get there a whole lot, but I got there every Christmas I could for many years. And one Christmas, I wrote this song and performed it for the prisoners. I just sang it a cappella like I sang it here. And so I'm going to play it for you. It's today's second Wombat. So this is Christmas Day in Sing Sing, written and sung by Harry Baia.
It's Christmas Day in Sing Sing, a strange day I know. The winds from off the river, Lord, how cold they blow. It's sometimes cold in prison, and the streets can be as cold. And yet, within this room, I see friendship so warm it glows. So blow, ye winds of winter, my heart you shall not hold. This fire I've found within me will ever warm my soul. It's Christmas Day in Sing Sing, and we are not alone. May this spirit light the steps we take on our long journey home.
That was today's second Wombat, Christmas Day in Sing Sing, sung by me. Next up is a song that, again, I have to defend it, why it's here at all. It's called Candela by a man named Cheyenne. And I associate it with a wonderful New Year's I had. Many years ago, I was divorced, living alone, and a family in Abingdon invited me to go down with them to visit their family in Colombia, the country of Colombia. And I went. And I spent 2 weeks there, Christmas and New Year's, and just had a delightful time. And I heard this song one day, and I liked it so much, I tried to find out what it was. It turned out it was by a Colombian singer and very popular. So I bought it and have had it ever since. I just love the song. I do not speak Spanish well enough to understand most of the song, but I do understand one point where he says something about her lips, which never have kissed me. So, it's a song of longing. Candela by Cheyenne.
Una noche de luna a la orilla del mar. Es el lugar perfecto para conversar, para decírtelo que estás provocando. Quiero robarte un beso y contarte mi amor. Es tan corta la vida y tan largo el dolor, que el deseo de tenerte me está quemando. Y es que estoy 100% enamorado, esclavo de tu piel, el roce de tus labios que nunca me han besado. Echarle leña al fuego, candela, que quiero ser la llama en tu hoguera. Echarle leña al fuego, candela, y dame el cielo de tus caderas. Echarle leña al fuego, correrte entera y yo. Échale leña al fuego, candela, y después haz de mí
dejes que el temor haga blanco en tu piel. Déjame regalarte un nuevo amanecer y ven a ser el sol en cada latido. Aférrate a mi pecho, abrázame con fuerza, siénteme despacio y ábreme la puerta que una vez cerró tu corazón herido. Porque voy a borrarte con mis manos el ayer y amarte tanto y tanto como jamás te amaron. Quiero ser la llama en tu hoguera.
Échale leña al fuego, candela.
Y dame el cielo de tus caderas.
Échale leña al fuego, candela.
Déjame recorrerte entera y yo.
Échale leña al fuego, candela.
Y después haz de mí lo que quieras. Yo quiero arder en la hoguera de tus cabellos, candela, que se derraman sobre mi pecho cual manantial de tu entrega.
Échale leña al fuego, candela.
Échale leña al fuego de tus caderas.
Échale leña al fuego, candela,
que quiero bailar contigo la noche entera.
Échale leña al fuego, candela.
That was Candela by Cheyenne. The next song is a good one for New Year's Eve. It's a man, I think, or a couple, looking back at their life. Looking, and now they're leaving it, or they're going away. I will fly like the falcon when I go. And just lots of poetry here, beautiful harmony. And of course, one reason I like it so much is great banjo, just tinkling along behind the melody. When I Go by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer.
Come, lonely hunter, chieftain and king, I will fly like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing. I will strike, feel like lightning when I go. I will bellow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, a twisting pillar spun in dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory when I go. Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin, I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay of long defeat and draw the chorus slow. I'll send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. Thank you. when the sun comes, trumpets from his red house in the east, he will find a standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike a hammer blow, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Sigh, mournful sister, whisper and turn, I will rattle like dry leaves when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
When I Go by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. And the last song on the show today is Green Green Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. And if you ask me why is it on the New Year's Eve show, I'd say, well, because it has a wonderful mood to it, a lot of energy, and I like it a lot. So in it goes, Green Green Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk.
You come along, follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk, he just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble. Don't you fall or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Crack it, does your mama chew tobacco if your mama chews tobacco. Ooga-dooga, ooga-dooga, soda cracker, yes.
Was Green Green Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host Harry Baya from WEHC at Emory Henry College, Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. I will be playing Wombats and Music. And now it's time to end the show with I have kind of a ritualistic ending that I ask you to join me in. So every week, if you're here for the end of the show, you get to be in audience participation time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.